So we say Nishmas every Shabbos. Many Rabbanim have been calling to say Nishmas over the last 24 hours in light of the issues that have been going on in Eretz Yisrael, in America bombing Iran. So why would you say Nishmas at this point? So what is the source, first of all, of Nishmas, and when do you say it? So the Gemara in Pesachim mentions that in between the third and fourth cup of Pesach, you say Hallel and something called Birchas Hashir. So what is Birchas Hashir? So according to Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, you know what Birchas Hashir is? That is Nishmas. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, at least, and according to the Gemara, clearly Nishmas existed in the time of the Gemara, at least at the night of the Seder. They said something called Nishmas. In fact, the name means Birchas Hashir, means it's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos over there says, you know why it's called Birchas Hashir? Because it's said after Psukei Dezimra on Shabbos. So you see, according to Tosfos, clearly it was called Birchas Hashir in the Gemara because they said it on Shabbos by Psukei Dezimra. So clearly, at the time of the Gemara already, they were saying Nishmas on Shabbos during Psukei Dezimra. Rabbeinu Yonah completely disagrees. He says, no. The source of Nishmas is that we say on Psukei Dezimra is from the Gaonim. They may have said Nishmas at the night of, you know, of Pesach, but that we say it in Psukei Dezimra, that is a recent or semi-recent, 1,000+ years ago, enactment. And in fact, the Rambam himself sounds this way because he says it's Noagu. They had the minug of saying Nishmas after Yishtabach and that area. So it's, again, seems to have a machlokas whether the Nishmas is a long-standing Psukei Dezimra enactment or it's more of a recent phenomenon. Okay, so what does it make a difference when it was enacted? Perhaps it gets into another issue. Can you skip Nishmas? Nishmas has a lot of words in it. So if you're running late on Shabbos, Nishmas would seem to be a very good thing to skip to make up a lot of time. So can you skip Nishmas? Says the Chai Adam, under no circumstances may you skip Nishmas. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon says that when the Chazin, when he starts for davening, he shouldn't start from Yishtabach, but he should start from Nishmas, because that is the Birchas Hashir. Now, Rav Shechter, Shlita, by Corona, when we had COVID, and he gave out all these psukim that we had to do for abbreviated davenings, so some people said, okay, for having abbreviated minyanim, we're only together for a little bit, you should cut some of Psukei Dezimra. So where should the Chazan get up and start? When should everyone congregate for a little bit? So he said we should congregate not from just from Yishtabach, which many were saying, but even from Nishmas. Because Nishmas, according to this opinion of the Chai Adam, is really part of Yishtabach. It goes hand in hand with Yishtabach. Because Nishmas and Yishtabach are really one entity, and therefore if you're starting from Yishtabach, which we said you can't skip Yishtabach ever, you really have to say Nishmas as well. On the other hand, the Sefer Shari Tshuva cites the Simla Chadash, who disagrees. He says, no, if you have a choice on Shabbos what to skip, and you're even going to skip the weekday bedrocks of Psukei Dezimra or Nishmas, for sure you should skip Nishmas, because which one is more important? Something that we say every day. So all the halukas that we say every day, why would you skip those over Nishmas? Nishmas is a once-in-a-week enactment. Much better you skip Nishmas and not skip the halukas or anything that we say on a daily basis. So again, you have a very fundamental machlokas. What is Nishmas? Is it part of Yishtabach, or is it just an add-on to Psukei Dezimra, which is important, but not as important as the weekday Psukei Dezimra? Now, what are nafkaminas? There's a couple of tremendous nafkaminas. Number one is that we're supposed to say Nishmas when we're happy. Something amazing happens, and a nace nifla, we know what's been going on in the last 36 hours, 24 hours, you see exactly what nisim niflam. So you scream out Nishmas, you cry out Nishmas, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you allowed to say Yishtabach also to thank Hashem? Yishtabach is a little bit more risky, because Yishtabach has a bracha. So if we know that you're allowed to call out Nishmas from many poskim, but Yishtabach is really part of Nishmas, or they're really one entity, you'd be allowed to call out Yishtabach as well. And they say that Reb Chaim Kanievsky and others, and the Stipler, would say Nishmas with Yishtabach when something tremendous happened to him, like gave birth to a child. So he would say in Hodah, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would say Nishmas, he'd say Yishtabach. And this is because they're one entity. However, if you say Nishmas, it's just a nice Pesuk at a Zimra thing that you say, and you could say it when you're happy and you're appreciative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but don't say Yishtabach, because they're two separate things. Another nafkamina is, are you allowed to say Amen in the middle of Nishmas? So you hear a brach in the middle of Nishmas, you're not allowed to say Amen in the middle of Yishtabach. Are you allowed to say Amen in the middle of Nishmas? Answer to that is, well, it depends. If Nishmas and Yishtabach are one entity, like the Chai Adam seems to say, just like you can't say Amen in the middle of Yishtabach, you also can't say it in the middle of Nishmas. It's all one entity. But if you say that Nishmas is just a regular extra tefillah, okay, so you could say Amen, like you can say in the middle of other parts of Pesukei Zimra. Another nafkamina, which confuses everyone, but this part of the Seder, three quarters of your Seder is long gone, but you make it to Hallel, and then all of a sudden, if you have one of these fancy agadas, you got a lot of mishmash. What do you say in the middle of Hallel? And this one's saying this, and this one's saying this. You're off tune in general, and now everyone's saying different things in general. So if you hold that Nishmas and Yishtabach are one entity, like the Chai Adam seems to hold, you better say Nishmas and Yishtabach back to back in the Haggadah. If you don't, though, if your old Nishmas is just an extra tefillah, which is also Hodah, like Yishtabach, but it's not part of Yishtabach, so in the order of putting Nishmas and Yishtabach, would it make so much of a difference? How do we paskin? Mishnah Berurah writes that Nishmas should not be skipped, like the Chai Adam, implying that Nishmas is really part of Yishtabach. It has a very, very high elevated status in halacha, and you don't play games with it. Final question. So you forget to say Nishmas, and you remember in the middle of Yishtabach, it's very easy. You just insert it and then finish up Yishtabach, as long as you haven't said Baruch Atah Hashem of Yishtabach. That's an easy one. So in other words, you start saying Yishtabach, and then you realize, whoops, forgot to say Nishmas. You just said the words Yishtabach, Shimcha, whatever, and then you throw in Nishmas, everything's fine. Let's say you finished Yishtabach, you haven't said Baruch Hu yet, you haven't said Kaddish yet, and you realize, whoops, we skipped Nishmas. I don't know, maybe it's Yontif, maybe it's using the wrong sitter, I don't know. But you forgot Nishmas. What do you do? Three answers. Answer number one, you could say Nishmas right there. You don't need to wait till after davening. Answer number two, Minchas, the first one was the Shari Tshuva, the Birkei Yosef. And then number two, the Minchas Shabbos says, no, you have to wait till after davening to say Nishmas. Inserting Nishmas at that point would be a hefsik. And the Chai Adam, as brought down in the Rivos Ephraim, would say what? That you botched it. Because if Nishmas is really part of Yishtabach, and you said Yishtabach, you dope, without saying the first part of Yishtabach, it's too late. You already said the bracha of Yishtabach. You can't, saying Nishmas after davening is worthless, because Nishmas is part of Yishtabach, according to the Chai Adam, and therefore, opinion number three would be, don't do anything. The Mishnah Berurah seems to adopt, like he does throughout, like this Chai Adam, and therefore, if you forget Nishmas, you're a loser. You can't say it again after davening. You lost your opportunity to do it. But again, this tefillah of Nishmas is a very holy thing that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the things we do. It's even part of Yishtabach, according to some. And that's why some Rabbanim are saying you should scream out Nishmas over the last 24 hours when we see these Nisim Niflam that have been happening and should hopefully continue to happen in Eretz Yisrael.